Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so this story, I'm trying to work my way through it here. The drunken brawl in New Orleans. Shia LaBeouf found himself in cuffs on Monday night. Some of the video is being released now. He was ejected from a bar called the R Bar, which he punched a man several times. Then he left. Then he came back, was still pissed off. Several people were trying to hold him back. He resumed throwing punches at the guy. He also punched another man in the nose. And then finally, a bunch of other dudes took him down and restrained him until police arrived. He was arrested and charged with two counts of simple battery.
Oh, okay.
What?
Not complicated battery, but simple battery.
Okay.
But boy, this guy, when he gets drinking, you got to watch out.
He doesn't know how to handle his liquor for sure.
He doesn't.
He's got a track record.
He's been cited for public intoxication like three
separate times.
Yeah. Well, and then he got out of jail and went right back to the pub, got a burger, and started
Tuesday morning,
it again.
TMZ caught him. He's like, I'm back, baby. Yeah.
Those guys, though, they smacked him around pretty good.
If you see the video,
he got pummeled pretty good.
He shoved
him to the ground.
Well, at one point, he headbutted somebody, right?
Like, he was trying to.
Like, he was trying to headbutt.
He's just mad about the transfer.
Those dang Decepticons.
He's just mad about that Indiana Jones sequel that he was in.
Exactly.
It sucked so bad.
It still makes him mad.
Anyway, there's your Shia LaBeouf news this morning.
I hope he gets the help he needs for real, though.
I have to read this story carefully because there's so many quotes in it from Cardi B.
I know, I'm looking at it.
So she was on stage at a concert, came off the stage, and somebody backstage was starting to interview her, and they said, "You have so much arse," essentially, using a different word. And then she replied back with multiple cuss words and said, "After the tour, I'm taking some of it out. I don't want to hear nobody for 3 months. I'm going to Columbia. Nobody hit me up, nothing. I'm taking my arse out," is what she said. She's having a lot of her butt removed, it sounds like. It's the butt filler.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds painful.
It sounds like the worst procedure ever.
Yeah.
I read that and I was like, it's one thing to put it in there, but then to take it out?
What is the filler?
Kim K did that too.
Yeah.
Did you see the story about the woman who was going somewhere to get butt filler, but it was like in a back of a van, you know?
Yeah.
And the guy put in spray insulation.
No, exactly.
Like that you spray in and it... And she was putting that in her butt.
Yeah,
did that kill her?
Woo!
It is insane. Like, I have a friend who went and got this done in Florida. She had complications and
really
had to
good.
Be in the hospital for weeks because of it. And that was under doctor care in the right environment. So these things are very, very tricky. You have to be careful. Like,
You got to. That's why I haven't had it done yet.
You got to do your research before you get your butt implant.
My
butt is
fine.
Promise me.
I will definitely do my
research.
Promise me. Thank you, Katie.
Okay.
Carrie Underwood's in the hype this morning, who my wife affectionately calls whatever.
That's right, because you like her. I forgot about that.
She's so talented, she's so beautiful, and she's so perfect.
She's pretty.
And every time she's on the TV, my wife goes, whatever. That's her nickname.
Funny.
Anyway, in a new interview, she's into granny hobbies. Granny hobbies are big right now. She loves to crochet, she does bird watching, she's into sourdough like Taylor Swift, she makes her own kombucha. Is that how you say it? Kombucha?
Kombucha, mm-hmm.
Kombucha. She loves to grow hot peppers.
Wow.
And she makes hot sauce. She's into all sort of granny hobbies now.
Yeah.
I like this.
Well, and they are trendy. Again, like even Zoe's age, 20s and stuff like that, like they're all into the plants and gardening.
Yes, they are.
I've been reading about the granny hobbies. So, yeah, it's
I love it. It gets you off your screens.
That's the big thing is we want to be able to, and you make peppers. Yeah,
whatever.
You can grow.
quickly, Pitbull announced on Instagram that he's going to attempt to break a Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people wearing bald caps during his Hyde Park headlining performance in London on July 10th. Mr. Worldwide.
Huh.
Okay, that's cute. Whatever. It is funny to see. I've seen a few people I know go to his concerts and they show up in the bald cap. With the big glasses, little mustache.
That's so funny.
It's pretty
it's
great.
Really funny.
It's got to be unsettling to him to see all those people that look like him. Right?
You love it.
Yeah, but he loves it.
It's an ego thing.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like, bring it on. Well, if you showed up to an event, if we just got done with our diamond dive, and everyone there showed up dressed like you,
I'd be a little weirded out.
You would love it. I know you.
I'd be weirded
You're
out.
You're such Are a you? Diva.
What if
pictures,
somebody,
pictures,
You're
pictures.
A diva.
Somebody,
you would love it.
What if somebody was better at looking like me than I was?
Well,
right?
Then you embrace it.
I don't know if I'd
You'd
like
You'd be happy
it.
For him, Katie.
Oh.
And then you get all sorts of pictures.
You do
on your
me.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I don't know.
Excuse me?
No.
I'm going to save this UPS driver story for later.
Okay.
Because this guy is such a tool, such a wuss. We have sports stuff?
We do. A scandal has broken out at the Winter Olympics over the weekend.
No. Oh.
If you think curling is boring, by the way, think again. A scandal broke out with the Team Canada curling team, both the men's and the women's. So you cannot double touch the rock, essentially. So if you push the stone with the handle, you have to let it go.
Yep.
And these guys are guiding it. They're flicking it with their finger as well. It's called double touching,
Jared.
There's
no flicking.
You can't flick the rock.
You can't flick and curling.
You can't do that. And
no.
So they got in huge trouble, the men's team, and it doesn't stop there. The next day, the women's team did it.
Flicking the rock.
And in an expletive, so it's with the guide.
So they let go.
They
got
go with the handle.
And then they flick as they let go?
As they let go, they flick.
Oh,
you can't be
point
flicking.
Finger.
Oh, so as soon as you let go, you can't flick.
You can't do it.
Zone.
No, because that helps guide the rock more.
Yeah.
Flicking crazy.
Have they
crazy.
Never curled before?
You can't do that. And then the women's team did it the next day, and they had an expletive laden.
This is why I don't watch the
when
Olympics.
When are they going to learn?
They are never going to learn.
They were yelling
You can't
curse
flick
words.
In public?
You can't.
You don't want to flick.
There was no flick zone.
There was almost a wrestling match after the flicking, Jer.
What?
They were so mad. Team Sweden was about to fight.
Then they wrestled?
There was a wrestling match there?
They were broken up. Oh, Katie. You're taking this a way different way. Don't flick the stone.
Katie and I have been making eye contact during this entire conversation.
Oh, I see you.
We're like little ears. Little ears. Okay. Flicking the rock.
Look, I'm just reporting the news.
All right. All right. What else you got, Katie?
Hey, we're going to keep it with the Olympics and start out with a shout out to our local Colorado Winter Olympic medal winners. Woohoo! Ellie Kim and Danny O'Shea taking home the gold for figure skating.
Danny O'Shea did it!
He
finally
it.
Pulled
Yay!
It off!
Elizabeth Lemley took gold for women's freestyle moguls. Jalen Koff bringing home the silver in that category. Oh. Alex Hall with the silver for men's slope style big air. Ben Ogden, a silver in cross country.
Ben Ogden's in it now?
And Elizabeth Lemley with another medal.
Not Lemley.
Another medal.
Lemley got another one?
Lemley, bronze for women's dual moguls. USA!
Hells yeah, Lemley.
USA!
Good name pronunciation,
Katie. Represent Colorado. What's that?
All right, what else you got?
Thank you. I asked beforehand, so I was prepared.
Could you repeat all those for me?
You want me to?
No.
Okay, Ellie Kim and Danny O'Shea! Okay. So, USA, let's go. A new IKEA. This one is happening in Fort Collins. So it's going to be the third IKEA in Colorado.
Do we have to build it ourselves?
No. It's going to be 64,000 square feet, though, at the Range. It's the Front Range Village Shopping Center up there in Fort Collins. But it's a smaller footprint store than what we have here in Lone Tree. So it's much, much smaller.
Thank God.
And even
we went to that over, where were we? Was it Thanksgiving break or something? It took us like 2 days to get through that thing.
Yeah, it's massive.
We had to lay in one of the beds and sleep.
Take a little nap
halfway
through.
We packed a lunch and everything. We made
enough,
a little campfire in there.
I have still not been to IKEA.
Well,
I have not been.
make
so
sure you're hydrated.
Exactly right. Bring a change of clothes.
Stretch before.
will seriously take you forever
comfy
to go through that
pillow. And then Fort Collins also getting a new chicken wing spot. I'm so jealous. They get that J.R. Crickets that's opening up. It's
What's
first
that?
Colorado location. So they are an Atlanta-based wing place, and they're known for their New York-style buffalo wings, but they have, like, their sauces are what the big deal is. I mean, they have all these sauces. They make them
Aren't they all about the sauces?
Kitchen.
Every chicken place?
Exactly. It's kind of everybody's.
There's too many chicken places
there
now.
There are way too many chicken places, but I'm excited for this one. Again, they're going to make all their sausages still in Atlanta, but then they're going to ship them here to Fort Collins.
Really?
So yeah, but they're going to open that pretty soon. They
Do
didn't
they come
have an
in like those
date.
Big semis that carry like gasoline? You know, the big silver tubes?
I want
Is it full
them
of chicken
to.
Sauce?
Oh,
and they hook
like
up the hose on the side
dream.
And they drain it into the restaurant.
I want to swim in chicken sauce.
Like, is that how they
that
ship
be
it in?
Great. Like, if you could just
it would
like
burn.
I would, but still. for a good 2 seconds, it'd be totally worth it. Oh, gosh, now I'm hungry.
That's what she said.
Okay. Colorado. This is some local love for a Colorado tattoo artist, the new holder of a world record. So Darren Arellano, he is known by his artist name of Sraw. He's based out of Broomfield. And a 60 Sraw, S-R-A-W.
Is it that the sound that you make when you get a tattoo? You're like,
yeah, it can be. It can. I just scream. I don't even make that. Like, it doesn't compute to any kind of language. But he just set the new world record for the longest tattoo session with multiple people. He did this in early 2025, but it was just recently finalized. For 64 hours and 30 minutes, he tattooed people one after another another. Yes.
I would not want to be the last handful of people.
I would not want to be.
He's got tired hands.
There's no way.
Shaky hands.
Exactly. You know those lines aren't straight.
No.
You know those aren't straight lines. But he did bring that world record back here to Colorado because for the last, I don't know, couple decades, that record has previously just bounced between competitors in Europe, and it was 61 hours and 37 minutes. So he just kicked that out of the water. 64 hours and 30 minutes.
64 hours of straight tatting
is what you're going to have to beat now. And again, he's from Broomfield, so it's back here in the USA.
Woo! Hells to the yes!
Yeah.
Give that guy a gold medal.
A lot of patriotic.
I don't have a tattoo. I'm the only one on the show that doesn't have any tats.
We need to get you one.
We should throw up a poll or a text right now. What kind of tattoo should I get and where?
Please make him get a Dolly Parton tattoo.
No.
Yes,
no.
Yes, yes, yes.
No.
On the chest.
If you want to text in or comment all throughout the show, I don't care. Text in, what kind of tattoo should I get and where should I put it?
We want a 9 to 5 right there on the lower
back. No. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What type of tattoo should I get?
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
And I don't know if I'll follow through or not.
That's
probably
funny.
Not.
So
I thought about it. I think I would look pretty cool with a sleeve, but
yeah,
maybe.
You start small, Jeremy. Don't commit.
No, I'm
going to
go
a
in full sleeve.
His first,
and I want
tattoo.
My leg done too.
Oh my goodness!
Like that guy from Love Is Blind.
You're going to come
Jordan.
Home with a mustache and a full sleeve. Nicole's going to be like, what
Who
is happening?
She's
going to
be so hot for
Casio
me.
Casio watch. Like, what is
so
happening
hot.
My
whole
you?
Arm is covered in He-Man. Sorry, ladies, I'm He's taking.
Like, I got this She-Ra for you, babe.